And joining me in the KRVS studios now is Kathleen Schott-Espinoza. She's an instructor of geography here at UL Lafayette in the Department of History and Geography, here to talk about a very special event that will take place on Monday, October 14th. It's an open discussion on the emerging Latino community in Lafayette. That's a big topic, Kathleen. First of all, why did you all decide to have this discussion?
It started probably about 3 years ago. I was teaching a Latin American geography class, and I wanted to somehow introduce ethnographic research to my students. And I had the idea to start a student-driven oral history archive of stories of people living in the Lafayette area who have immigrated from a Latin American country. So, you know, I've done this for three semesters, and then I sort of got the idea. You know, I'd met a lot of different people in the community. I'd seen different activities taking place. And I said, well, it would be interesting to have a real dialogue in the university to talk about what are the particular issues facing the Latino community. So it really did emerge out of that project.
And so the project itself was very successful, but emerging out of that, you realized there was a much broader application and so many issues that could be brought up because of what they were discovering.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, just living here in the community, I saw the festival that was taking place. It's sponsored by the association, the Latino Acadiana Cultural Association.
Very successful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And driving around, you know, in certain parts of the city, you see more Latino-owned businesses. You see Spanish language newspapers. There are two, I believe, in the community. So all of these things, and then talking with the editor of La Voz and talking with people who are working with the Latino populations, I said, you know, and you know, they know each other, and they certainly cooperate with each other. And I said, well, you know, the university really needs to be introduced to this particular issue facing the community, because mm-hmm. it is part of the university's mission.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, they've had students coming from Latin America for decades now, very early on. It's interesting when you walk the walk of honor here at UL, there are many Latin American names that you see on the bricks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Years and years ago. Yeah. And many of them stayed.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that raises another interesting question is, you know, what is that process of integration into the community? And then, you know, by extension, how are people working in the community working to preserve that a certain cultural identity? And so it raises a lot of interesting questions.
So
that are so appropriate.
Many, many reasons for people to attend this event this coming Monday. Again, that's going to be on the 14th. So what's going to happen? Let's describe the event and make people feel comfortable about going.
Okay.
It will be at the Alumni Center, which is on St. Mary Boulevard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It starts at 6. There will be a panel. We'll have five panelists there at 6 o'clock. And on the panel, we have two geographers, James Chaney, who is a geographer from Middle Tennessee State University, who is also finishing up his PhD at LSU. And he has done research both in New Orleans and primarily in Nashville, Tennessee, on emerging Latino communities particularly in Nashville. And along with James Chaney, there'll be Katie Burchak, who's a geographer in the department here at UL. And she has also done research on Latino communities in New Orleans. Along with them, I have three other panelists, Juan Paredes, who is on the board of ACLA, the Latino Cultural Association, as well as Patricia Morales, who is the editor of La Voz, a Spanish language publication in Lafayette, and Juan Pagan, who is from the Office of Hispanic Ministries with the Diocese of Lafayette. So it'll be an open panel. I'll broach certain questions to them about integration, preservation, the types of things that the three of the panelists from Lafayette are doing, and then, you know, a brief explanation of the research that James and Katie have been doing. And then we'll open the floor to questions. And then after the panel, there will be a reception in the Alumni Center just to sort of have a more informal conversation.
I mean, that's a real cross-section. You just mentioned the panelists and what they do in our community and the professions that they represent. I think people are probably surprised just even hearing that range of where people are involved and where they're working in the community. And just their very professions would bring up all kinds of discussion and issues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what I have found so inspiring meeting with them and talking with them is they are very passionate about what they're doing. And, you know, particularly in the case of Mr. Paredes and Patricia, they're doing this essentially as volunteers. You know, they're volunteering their efforts. They have, you know, families, they have jobs, but this is a labor of love for them. And so it's nice to be able to give them a venue in order to share that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a couple programs here on KRVS that are done, one a young man from Puerto Rico and another by a man from Cuba, mm-hmm. Who are speaking in Spanish, and as well they're particularly interested in connecting people and making sure people know what services are available. And so it's obviously we have recognized that as a need as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in that my guest is Kathleen Schott Espinoza. She's an instructor of geography here at UL Lafayette in the History and Geography Department, talking about an open discussion that will take place this coming Monday on the UL campus, and it will be in the Alumni Center on campus. And you call it Navigating Landscapes of the 21st Century. Is that an ongoing series, or is that just what you're calling this particular?
It's just what I'm calling this particular mm-hmm. event, but it could be.
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds
yeah.
like it.
Yeah, and I think it just speaks to the idea that, you know, in contemporary economic landscapes, you know, in Lafayette Parish, you do have a population with that basically has to walk a line. You know, they have to integrate into the larger community, and there are certain challenges that are faced, primarily a language barrier at first. And then once you have either successfully integrated or not, you know, the next question becomes, okay, well, how do I – Where does my cultural identity come from? And so it's almost like there's a constant – it's a decision-making process. So you are negotiating a place that you weren't born into, or you weren't born there. And so you do. You make a series mm-hmm. of decisions and are given a series of choices. And how do you walk that?
Well, and interesting too. I mean, I'm also looking at the flyer that you have here, and you have flags from, it looks like, almost 20 countries here. So it's not just one simple cultural identity that you're talking about.
Correct. And that's often something that when you talk about cultural preservation, you know, in, say, a larger Latino group, that, you know, there is a respect for the different nationalities. And that is what, you know, how do you recognize that? How do you walk that line? And so there is, it's a question that I have, you know, and certainly, you know, in my own experience, you know, because I'm actually married to a Latino immigrant, it becomes a question of, okay, well, what does preservation mean to us? What elements of my husband's native culture do we share with our children? You know, what do we emphasize? And so it's just a constant, mm-hmm.
And, and certainly a help to open it up to discussion
yeah.
and to hear what other people's ideas are as well. Now, you mentioned that it really came out of a project that you did with your students, oral history projects. What are some of the interesting stories, you know, without giving away names, or but things that you found particularly interesting, helpful, moving?
You know, oftentimes, you know, there seems to be a generational divide, maybe. I don't know if that's the right word. But, you know, older people, maybe people who have immigrated as adults, seem to have, you know, greater challenges integrating into the community. And oftentimes it is a language barrier. Younger people, the younger stories that we have, people from younger people are much easier way. Negotiate that path toward integration much better. No one ever complains about the food, but they do, you know, they do, of course, sort of talk, you know, very sort of emotionally about the things that they miss, you know, the different, maybe it's, you know, a certain type of food or a certain sort of rhythm to their day mm-hmm. that they often mm-hmm. miss. So it really does run the gamut.
Yeah. It's all those very personal details,
yes.
isn't it?
Yeah.
And a kind of architecture, a landscape,
yeah.
things from a childhood.
Yeah. And I should say, I mean, it's been my experience that my students, ultimately, they have a very rewarding experience being able to sort of see Lafayette from a different perspective. You know, and for me, that's what geography is all about, mm-hmm. you know, about looking at something from a different perspective. So it's often affirming for me as an instructor to be able to, you know, hear their reflections, read their reflections on the experience of forcing them to talk to somebody they wouldn't normally speak to, taking them out of their comfort zone. But then on the other end of that, they've heard a very unique story, mm-hmm. and I think they really benefit from that.
Mm-hmm. And do you archive these oral
yes.
histories?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been archiving them. They're in the Center for Louisiana Studies. Thank you very much to the center. They have been extremely supportive and helpful throughout this whole process, including this event. So yes, they are archived. We probably have about 100 stories now. So
how many classes have you done this?
That's three. That would be three. I mean, mm-hmm. I teach the class in the fall, so mm-hmm. that's that would be three semesters.
And they're doing it this semester
yes,
as well.
Yes, they are. So if there's anybody out there who wants to volunteer, please get in touch with me.
All right. And again, my guest is Kathleen Schott Espinoza. She's an instructor of geography here at UL Lafayette, talking about both the oral history project she does with her students at the university, as well as an open discussion, open to the public, on the emerging Latino community in Lafayette. And you do mention that it's free and open to everyone, anyone interested in the subject. I could imagine some high school teachers even bringing perhaps some senior language classes, or, you know, people interested.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Anyone can call me if they have a question. But hopefully, we have a lot of people who are interested in the topic, and they are certainly more than welcome to come.
Yes. All right. And again, Kathleen is in the history department, geography, and you can contact her to find out more. But that is Latin America in Lafayette this Monday, October 14th at 6:00, the UL Alumni Center. Anyone interested is welcome to come. And thank you for coming. And it's a pleasure to have you in our studios. You mentioned your husband, who is from Chile
yes,
originally,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
and he's been in our studios often to talk about the Skyliners and the big band dance club that he's very, very involved in.
Yes.
It's always a pleasure to talk with him, an incredible musician. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen, for coming by today.
Thank you very much.